My name is Rebecca Lane, and I'm a rapper and hip-hop activist in Guatemala.
How's the situation of women and girls in Guatemala towards women's rights?
Well, I think that Guatemala and Central America, also Honduras and El Salvador, are countries where being a woman is very dangerous. Actually, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras hold the highest rates of femicide and violence against women in the whole world. So being a woman in this context is very difficult because we basically have no rights. We live in a very machista society that sees violence towards women as natural. Every year, from 700 to 1,000 femicides. There's a lot of violence also towards young women, and there's a lot of sexual abuse as well. So we are living a very hard time for women in our countries.
That sounds very horrible, I must say. How do you deal about activism towards this issue? What are you doing?
Well, it's kind of very difficult because there are lots of things that need to be done so violence against women can diminish. But I believe that one thing that is very important is that Guatemalan state to have more attention to these issues because they are not paying enough attention. We have laws against femicide, for example, but there aren't enough budget or people prepared to take these cases. So we need more money into this because this is almost epidemic violence against women in our region. So we need more commitment of Guatemalan state, and also we need more international awareness about this so they can push Guatemalan state to do something about it. And on the other hand, I think it's very important that feminist groups are growing even bigger and that we are getting together and working together, even though we have some differences, as in feminism we always have. But this time we are trying to work with, regardless of our points of views about some issues, and get together and do some actions. Not only in the public space as the demanding actions, performances, art forms, but also trying to work with self-defense, feminist self-defense, because we need to know how to defend us and each other if we witness any case that we can intervene, or if we are being subject to violence as well.
And would you say that it's dangerous to be an activist in Guatemala?
I believe that for women and for feminists right now is a very hard time to be an activist in Guatemala and Central America, not only regarding women's rights, but also defending our territories. The activists, the women activists who are defending the rivers, the forests, the land against international companies. There are a lot of activists who are women who are defending the rivers, the forests, the land against international companies who come actually from Europe, the US, and Canada. And many activists have also been killed, as our comrade Berta Cáceres, who was defending the rivers in Honduras, for example. So I do believe that being an activist, and especially being women and activists in Guatemala, is very dangerous for now.
You just released your actual CD in Germany, and I expect in the rest of Europe. Alma Mestiza, can you tell me more about the album?
Alma Mestiza is my fourth album, and it's the first album to be released in Europe and in Germany, and I am very pleased with it because I think it's an album that is very personal, and that I achieved in this album something I had been looking for in music, which is having like a music have its own personality, both musically and lyrics as well. I think that like the music, it's very mestiza because we are mixing up traditional hip-hop with many rhythms that are from our region, that are Afro-Caribbean, for example, like cumbia, garifuna music, etc. So it's very local, and I'm very glad about that because I think that it's very important that the music we make reflects the context that we are living in, not only in our lyrics, but also mm-hmm. in our music. And also the lyrics are about, in one place, like a statement as an anarchist woman in Guatemala, and making this critics to both the society and the government, speaking out against racism as well, because mm. I live in a country that is 70% indigenous, but indigenous people are living under privilege. And also I am speaking out about the feminism in Central America from my experience, from my own livings, and also like the feminism we are building up as Central American women that is very connected and linked towards our environment. And we have like a cosmovision very connected to our surroundings as well. So I think it's a very, I'm very glad that it can reflect also this point of view.
Why is it important for you as a rapper to bring feminism as a subject of discussion in your music?
Well, I think that my music is feminist because I am a feminist. I never thought that I'm feminist. What kind of tool could I use to speak out my ideas? Mm. I think that rap music is a tool for me to express and for me to heal myself. And it's something I like to do and I feel happy about. The thing is that talking about feminism is because that's what I believe, that's what my daily life is influenced with, mm. and the kind of activism that I do, the activism that I support and that I endorse, and that's what I speak about in my music. And I think it's very important having a feminist point of view in music, not only from myself, but other rappers and other women also speaking out of their experience through this, because usually women in music are very determined by the music industry, and feminism is not an issue that music industry wants to speak about unless, I don't know, you are Beyonce. But for the rest of us, like, we do not get attention from the media, for example, or the music industry. We're openly feminist. So I think it's very important that I'm doing it, and also other women, because we are building up a very strong movement in Latin America.
I like your colorful and optimistic style. I want to know if you ever wear black stuff, like black trousers or black t-shirts.
Black? No.
No.
I don't. I am very colorful.
Yes. Where does it come from?
Being colorful, I think it's part of our Latino culture, because, for example, the anarchist experience we have in Latin America, it's very different from the one in Europe. I've seen it like when I'm in an anarchist concert, and everyone's wearing black, and I'm all full of colors, and I feel very weird because I'm like, oh God, there was a dress code and no one told me. For us, it's very different, because I think that for us, anarchism is very linked with the experience of indigenous communities, not so much on the European experience. So indigenous communities are colorful all the time, and our culture is very colorful as well. So I really do like much to wear colors. I think it's part of our Latino culture to be happy and glad, and also we are practically in summer throughout the whole year. So colors reflect kind of our personality as well.
Yeah, it's really cool. I like that. I like to wear colors also, so I can understand it very well. So how are you looking at participating at Leipziger Frauen Festival, and what can people expect from your show there?
Well, I'm very glad to be participating in Leipzig Frauen Festival. I'm very honored to be invited, because I think it's very important that we can get like closer women in the whole world making music, and I'm very glad to come all the way from Guatemala to represent what Latina women are doing in music. And I'll be showing music from my new album and also music from all the other previous albums, and it's a very also colorful show. And I also speak out a lot in my shows about where the songs come from. And so I share with the audience my history and what's going on in Guatemala. So I think it's also, besides having a good time listening to good music, it's also an opportunity to get to know the struggle of women in Guatemala and in Central America.
This sounds very great, and I'm very happy also that you're going to come. It was a thank you, Rebecca, for the interview.
Thank you, Katja.